As you turn to Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5.
首先，我们要来读神的话语。让我们翻到诗篇第103篇第一节到第五节。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
诗篇103篇第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
We thank God for all the choirs that have given us praises to the Lord in very good music.
刚才我们的诗班，他们向我们献了许多首美妙的歌声、诗歌，我们要为此感谢上帝。
And especially for Deborah May singing to encourage my heart.
尤其是刚才我们的迪波拉姐妹，她的诗歌使我的心受到很大的鼓励。
So I would like to add my praises to the Lord for healing me of two grave sicknesses.
所以今天我要为着他如何医治我两个极大的疾病来为他做个见证。
We came back from Perth, November 2001.
2001年11月我从波斯回来。
On the eve of coming back, I felt a pain deep inside my left thigh.
在我回来的那晚的前夕，我发觉到我的左腿那边突然有这个疼痛。
I thought it's all right, the cold pain will go away.
我以为是因为寒冷的缘故，过后这个疼痛就会离开。
In December, we rushed to Chiang Mai to open the new chapel that was built.
过后十二月，我到了清迈这个地方来为那里的一间教会来做这个开幕礼。
The pain aggravated.
那个时候这个疼痛呢就加剧了。
So when we came back, I went to see Dr. Cheng Wei-Nian.
所以当我回来之后呢，我就去见这个郑伟莲医生。
After two examinations, he pronounced that I had slipped disc.
在他查过之后呢，他告诉我我得了这个脊椎骨错节。
And so I was warded at Mount Alvernia Hospital.
所以过后我到 Mount Alvernia 医院那里去医疗治疗。
There our own elder Dr. Lim Teck Chai with all his doctor friends got together in a council.
过后呢林长老他是位医生，就和他的同僚一起的来讨论我的这个问题。
And there were Dr. Cheng Wei-Nian.
在这个他的同僚中有这个郑伟莲医生。
Dr. Su Hong Zi,
还有这个 Dr. Su,
Dr. Ma,
还有马医生
Dr. Gui Hak Ning,
还有 Dr. Gui,
and two lady doctors, Dr. Susan Lau and Dr. Jane Yap,
还有两位女医生。
And so, I was very well taken care of.
所以我在那个时候得到很好的这个照顾。
After a week or so of physiotherapy,
在经过了大约一个礼拜的这个物理治疗过后
，I felt quite comfortable.
那个时候我觉得已经好多了。
But I had another sickness, and that was the prostate glands urination trouble.
但是过后呢，我又在那里发生了一个问题，就是我的这个尿道有阻塞发炎。
There was one night I had to go to the toilet for 10 times.
有一天晚上我必须到厕所那里十次。
It was very unbearable.
那个时候这个痛苦真的是非常的难受。
So they had to put me to the operation table.
所以那个时候他们又得为我动手术。
And Dr. Jimmy Bing, took care of me.
所以那时候 Dr. Jimmy Bing 就照顾我。
Wonderful. I didn't know anything when I woke up. There was no pain at all. And I got back to the ward.
很奇妙的，当我从手术苏醒过来之后呢，一点感觉都没有，就回到我的病房。
And I stayed in the hospital for 21 days.
我在医院总共住了21天。
And both the doctors did not charge me anything. They were doing it for the Lord.
那两位医生都没有在费用方面算我什么，因为他们都是为主而做的。
Dr. Jimmy Bing and Dr. Cheng Wei Nian.
就是郑伟廉医生还有 Dr. Jimmy Bing.
When I got back here, I thought I was going to preach even 2 times.
当我回到圣命堂的时候，我原本以为我能够在每个主日讲两堂道。
I began on the second week of February at the Chinese service.
我首先呢就在今年二月在华文部那里讲道。
And it took me 35 or 40 minutes. In fact, with the Holy Communion, it took me nearly an hour.
由于那天晚上，那天早上有这个圣餐，所以整个信息持续了大约45分钟。
But it pained me a great deal.
可是那个时候，这个疼痛又恢复了。
And I realized I was not the same as before.
那个时候，我发觉到自己不像以往那样。
Yet I continue to preach every Lord's Day.
但是我仍旧坚持每个主日来讲道。
But I had to sit on a high chair here.
可是必须坐在椅子上来讲道。
Until May.
直到今年五月。
By June I was better.
当我到六月的时候已经好很多了。
So I could stand while I preach.
那个时候我就能够站立着的来讲道。
And by July, I was able to go to Cambodia to open a Bible school.
而到七月的时候，我已经完全康复，能够到柬埔寨去为那里的一间教会来做这个开幕礼。
By September, early September, I was able to go to Africa to open a clinic.
而在九月初，我已经能够到非洲肯亚这个国家去为那里的一间医疗院来做开幕礼。
And now I'm here.
今天呢，我就在这里。
I must thank all of you for praying for me.
谢谢大家为着我祷告。
After all, it is not man's expertise; it is the grace of God and mercies.
其实不是人的能力，乃是上帝的怜悯和恩典。
While I thank the two doctors especially for taking good care of me.
一方面我要感谢那两位医生怎么样的照顾我。
Dr. Cheng gave me a prescription.
这个郑伟廉医生给了我一个药方。
Lie down flat as much as possible.
若可以的话常常横着躺在床上。
He never gave me a corset. A jacket.
他没有给我一个一个外套这样束着我。
Did not give me any armor.
没有给我一些盔甲来绑着我。
And he gave me no medicine.
他也没有给予我什么药物。
And there were others said, oh, we must pick some medicine to relieve your pain.
有些人就说你要拿些吃些药物来减轻你的这个痛苦。
But he's a specialist, and I obey him.
可是这个医生是一个专科，我相信他。
And I want to thank him for his kindness.
我要为着他的对我的这爱心来感谢他。
Now I want to speak out of the word of God to learn some lessons for us because we cannot escape from sickness.
现在我要从上帝的话语来分享一些功课，因为我们每一个人都不能够脱离病痛。
That is a Chinese proverb, 生老病死 birth and age and sickness and death.
华人有这么说，生老病死这个过程。
And when we grow older, we begin to be nervous sometimes and think of death coming.
当我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们就开始感到焦虑，甚至想到死亡。
But thank God, those of us who are saved will be very glad to see the Lord.
当然感谢主，我们这些已经得救的人，我们盼望能够见到我们的主。
Now what are the teachings that the Lord gives us here?
好，在这里有着怎么样的教导呢？
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
We must give a portion of ourselves, of our livelihood, of our substance to the Lord in order to praise Him.
我们要把所拥有的一部分献给我们的主来感谢他。
We cannot forget Him. Once I'm healed, I'm okay. Goodbye, God.
我们不能够得到医治之后就忘了我们的主。
And then the second thing is, who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
第二件事情就是上帝赦免我们的一切罪孽。
That is the first thing before healing our sickness.
这就是还未医治我们的疾病的时候的一件事情。
Calvin has a very good teaching here.
加尔文这个神学家讲了一句很好的话。
When we get sick,
当我们生病的时候,
that is when God would bring us closer to Himself.
那就是上帝要使我们与他更加亲近的时候。
And sickness and our sins are connected together because our sins spoil us.
而我们的病痛还有我们的罪恶是有这个联系的，因为我们的罪恶使到这一切发生。
So when one lies on the bed, what can he think of?
所以当一个人躺在病床的时候，他能够想到什么呢？
So I experience the searching of my heart and the confessing of my sins. Little sins that we don't think of, these things come up, we must confess them all to the Lord.
那个时候我审查自己的心，也向主认罪，因为那个时候我想到了许多似乎很微小的罪恶。
And so, after we confess our sins, God will be happy to heal us.
所以当我们认罪之后呢，上帝很喜悦的来医治我们。
Then we have who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
第四节说，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
I was very happy when a doctor announces you are free of cancer.
当医生对我说你没有癌症的时候，我很高兴。
Because these prostate troubles have a high incidence of cancer in America especially.
因为在美国若有这个尿道阻塞的话，很可能就是有癌症。
And Singapore, it is reported, is fast catching up.
而我们从一些医药报告看到，新加坡的这个癌症率也在节节的上升。
So I'm very happy to report to you that I have no cancer.
所以今天很高兴的要向你们大家报告说我没有癌症。
And He has crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies.
而上帝以仁爱和慈悲为我的冠冕。
He is to give me the joy of living again.
他给我这个能够再活着的喜悦。
And verse 5 is the last, but it is not the least important. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles.
第五节也是相当的重要，这里说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老顽童。
He restores my appetite.
他给予我有食欲。
Do you know that when you have no appetite, it is like a living death?
你知道，当你没有胃口吃饭的时候，这是很辛苦的一件事情。
I've heard of very rich people, millionaires, and when they get sick, they cannot eat anything.
我知道有一些人很有钱，甚至是百万富翁，可是他们却没有胃口吃饭。
You try to have no appetite at all, and how will you feel?
当你自己没有胃口吃饭的时候，你能够想象那种感受吗？
I thank God that He has now restored my appetite.
我要感谢上帝，因为他重新使我有这个食欲。
Without the appetite, you remain thin and emaciated.
因为我们若没有食欲的话，我们就变得很虚弱了。
Now I give you a very famous proverb from Peking.
现在我要和你们分享一个很著名的寓言，是从北京来的。
有小病找大夫，
就是有小病找大夫的。
When a small sickness, you can see the doctor.
就是若你有小病的时候，可以去看医生。
有大病找耶稣。
Right, a great sick, big sickness, go and see Jesus.
We must all see Jesus for the big sickness or small sickness.
无论是大病小病，我们都要去见耶稣。
We must always pray.
我们要常常的祷告。
And so I thank you for your prayers that has helped me to recover.
所以感谢大家的祷告，使我能够康复过来。
And I'm saying a word to some of you who may not be Christian.
而我今天要和在我们当中一些朋友，你还没信主的，我要对你
说话。I have been preaching here for 52 years.
我在这里传讲上帝的话语已经有52年了。
And I have been speaking to you very sincerely the truth of God.
我很诚恳的在和你传讲上帝的话语。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣就是上帝的儿子。
That is very wonderful because you have never heard of the Son of God.
这是很奇妙的，因为你从来没有听过耶稣这个神的儿子。
We have heard of many prophets.
你听过很多的先知。
Even our own country, Confucius is very famous.
在我们的国家，孔子也是很著名的。
Or from India, Buddha.
或从印度这个释迦摩尼。
But none of them ever claim that they are sons of God.
但是从来没有一个人自称自己是上帝的儿子。
But Jesus says, I am the Son of God.
但是耶稣说我是上帝的儿子。
And he came to die for our sins on the cross.
他为着我们的罪被钉死十字架。
His blood is then able to cleanse us of all our sins in the heart.
他的血能够洁净我们一切的罪恶。
And after 3 days, after he was crucified and died,He rose again from the dead.
他钉死埋葬三天过后又复活了。
And he appeared to his disciples 10 times.
并且向门徒显现十次。
And ate with them together.
并且和他们一起吃喝。
On the 40th day, he ascended to heaven.
40天过后他升天。
And he's coming very soon to judge this world.
然后他要在不久的将来回到这个世界来审判世界。
That is this impending attack on Iraq by America.
我们知道美国随时随地都会攻打这个伊拉克。
Now I'm not for war, I'm for peace.
我是向往和平，不向往战争的。
The Christian faith is all for peace.
我们信耶稣的都是向往和平的。
And we try to make peace with one another.
我们盼望人与人之间能够和好。
But the consequences are going to be very, very widespread and terrible.
但是这个战争的结果呢，就是影响深远的。
That we Christians are waiting for God, for Jesus to come and pick us up.
但是我们这些信主的人在等候耶稣提我们到天上去。
Well, that is something very unusual for you to hear.
当然，对你来讲这是很奇怪的一件事情。
But it is true.
但是这是真实的。
There is no way of escape in the next war.
在这个来临的战争中，就绝对没有逃亡的这个余地。
Jesus has promised to come and save us and take us to heaven.
但是耶稣应许说要来拯救我们，把我们带到天国去。
This is my word to our friends here who may not be Christian.
今天你若没有信主的话，这一番话是对你说的。
And I'm very happy that I can stand here. Now for over half an hour and preach to you.
我今天晚上能够站在这里有大约半个小时，我很高兴。
Thank God, I think I'm 85% healed.
感谢主，我有至少85%已经复原了。
And I hope I will be 100% healed in the very near future.
我希望不久的将来我能够100%的完全康复。
And rejoice to serve the Lord together with you.
并且很喜乐的和你们一同侍奉主。
Thank you.